This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Veg Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Samantha.
And so this is the first week we have without The Bachelor. How do you feel, Sammy?
I feel like I have my Monday nights back.
Just and for a
nothing,
while.
And nothing was missing.
Until, yeah, not... Yeah, like I went out, like I have a life.
Right, exactly. Isn't it crazy what's waiting for you outside your couch?
It's really insane. Like right. I had champagne. Wow. I had oysters.
Wow, you were really living.
I lived my best life.
It's like a vacation in Paris over here.
Yes.
See what you can do in
What did you say? Vacation?
Paris?
Oh, I thought you were like quoting Younger. Do you watch Younger?
No, you know I don't watch Younger. You know I have ADD. Like, okay, is it like the kind that I would like?
I don't know how to describe why I like it. It's like...
Is it like Grace and Frankie where you're just like, this is lovely?
No.
No.
It's not lovely. It's exciting.
Is it...
It's exciting.
Is it 7 Reasons Why or 10 Reasons Whatever?
No, definitely not. It's not melodramatic.
Okay.
It's like...
Is it like...
It's like... It's not teen drama. It's like sort of like millennial.
It's younger.
It's younger. It is. But like, it's like this late. And this is also not an ad. Again, I know we love talking about television, like all these new shows and shit.
Right. Because I mean, maybe one day we'll stop loving television and we'll talk about all the oysters
books?
And the restaurants. No, I was just referencing how like when you didn't have to watch TV, you like did stuff.
Did stuff.
Right, it's amazing to do stuff.
Okay, well, Younger is not like a new show. It's the 4th season. It just ended. And I caught up.
Yeah.
Like very quickly.
Is it a half hour?
There's 25 minutes.
Great.
Hilary Duff is in it.
Great. I love 25
Hilary
minutes.
Duff plays a really, really good basic bitch. But like you kind of hate her, but you kind of really like her because it's Hilary Duff.
Is okay. And what like happens?
It's okay. It's basically sort of like Never Been Kissed. There's a main character who actually is 40. I looked her up. She's in order to get her back her job like in publishing because she took a break to raise her kids. She has to act like she's 26. And it's
younger.
It's so good. It's so funny.
Is Hilary Duff the 40-year-old?
No. Hilary Duff's 26.
Who is the 40-year-old?
This actress. Okay. Who's really good. Who happens to be also 40, you would never guess.
Is it good writing?
Yeah. It's the same writer as I think Sex and the City.
Oh. So, but is it cheesy?
No, because Sex and the City isn't cheesy when it's not on E!
I guess, right. Cursing
like
can really
on HBO,
do wonders for you.
On HBO, but they don't curse. It's on TV. It's so fucking random. You have to watch it.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, so speaking of...
What's happening this week?
More television. I also started... I don't know where I have this time, but I also watched the Lacey Peterson documentary that's on A&E.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching that, too. I'm up to episode... I fell asleep in the middle of episode 4 last night at, like, midnight.
Okay, yeah.
It was really good.
I've been going to
you know I love murder documentaries. That yes. I have the attention span for. So what do you think? Did you do it?
Why is there a documentary on right now?
Because true crime is trendy.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my thought. The documentary was definitely made by people who are anti the death penalty, right?
Anti the death penalty or pro Scott Peterson or both.
There's no such thing as pro Scott Peterson. Like it's anti death penalty.
Right. Right. But why would? First of all, I didn't see the end, so I didn't see the last 2 episodes. So I don't know. Like that's.
I didn't see the finale either. It hasn't aired yet.
That didn't come across to me that it had much to do with the death penalty. I thought they were trying to like prove that there wasn't really evidence
right.
that he.
It's so fucking crazy. There's no evidence.
It.
I really don't know. Should we get started on this?
I think we should definitely get started. I think that he. Okay, I think that he did it, but I do see how there's like some evidence that he didn't. But like, I also see how he could have like. Engineered it like,
right
maybe it wasn't him who went to the marina and got the ticket and was on the boat like maybe he paid some guy to like go to the marina get a ticket get my boat wear this hat and like just don't look at anyone
Ooh.
You know what I mean
dramatic
because no one talked to Scott Peterson there's no one who was like yeah me and Scott had a conversation.
Wait, should we give our readers some context of the story of I mean, not listeners.
Yeah. So basically in 2002, this woman, Lacey Peterson, was 8 months pregnant. They lived in Modesto, California, and which is, I guess, kind of near San Francisco. Tell us, California
I don't really
people.
Know.
It's embarrassing. And they basically this woman went missing and essentially they found her body eventually, and her, people said that it was like her husband because he was acting weird. Basically, the plot of Gone Girl.
It is the plot of Gone Girl. Yeah. He had like a mistress. Like you guys. He has a mistress.
It comes out that he has a mistress, and he basically told his mistress even before Lacey went missing that his wife was dead.
Gone. Yeah.
And like it was his first Christmas without his wife, and
she hadn't died yet.
Yeah, and she hadn't died yet, and like he definitely seems like a shady character. I don't know. Like there was one guy in the documentary who was, I guess he was a lawyer, and he was like, I spoke to Scott Peterson, and he like, and he, this kid didn't do it. And I was thinking like, yeah, maybe that's true, but also like, maybe you're an idiot. I don't know who you are. You know what I mean?
Did you see Kevin Auletta or something?
Yes,
he interviewed us.
Yeah, there was one guy in the doc. I didn't see Dan Rather, but there was one guy, or actually two, if you include Dan Rather, spoke on the interview who actually interviewed us. So that was a cool surprise. Cool.
Yeah. I like was watching it like, and I was like, no, I know that guy.
Yeah, Ken Auletta. Sorry. Yeah. So
Ken,
Kevin. Ken, yeah. Ken. I think maybe he didn't do it, but like I feel like he did.
So yeah, so the controversy of like this of this documentary is saying that there's actually the reason why he was like convicted and put on like
death row
actually was all based on circumstantial evidence and like emotion and the media, and had nothing to do with the actual hard evidence, which none was presented. Like no actual evidence was presented. And there are all these like external factors, like a potential robbery across the street, potentially that someone like the fact that like seven neighbors saw her walking her dog in the morning when apparently she was already murdered. And like all these other things that were sort of disregarded.
That part to me, the seven neighbors is interesting, but there's also like, Yeah, seven neighbors saw her, but like there's also like things with eyewitnesses that like people sort of like create stories.
It's like crowdsourcing.
Yeah, like they, they're like, in the way that detectives ask you, like, I don't put much stock in eyewitnesses or really like any evidence that
as
is
a detective
not,
yourself.
As a detective, right. When I'm not being a therapist,
yes.
I am also a detective.
True crime.
Yes, I've solved JFK's murder many times. Yeah, it was the CIA. Yeah, so basically I don't think any of like that stuff matters. Like the only things that really matter is like there's really only one answer. He either did it or he didn't do it.
But who did it?
It's sort of irrelevant. Like if it wasn't him, then it could be any random person. Cause like it doesn't interest me actually like what other person did it. It's either like him or like person X.
The fucked up part is if he didn't do it, he's been in jail for 10 years.
Right.
A and
right.
B. Let's say he didn't do it, but he planned it. He probably deserves to be in jail for that.
Right. Do you really think he didn't do it? Like, what motive does anyone else have? This is a guy who's already cheating on his wife, telling
who's
a woman
eight
that
months pregnant.
Yeah. He like. I just think none of us can like really know like what goes on in a person's head and like
or in their marriage,
or in their marriage, and like the chance that he do it is like that he did it is like. Kind of much higher than the fact that some random person did it. Like, why would some random person do it?
Okay, so then there was another thing in the documentary that said, like, when she was, like, the last place that someone saw her was, like, on the end of her route was, like, around the park, and someone potentially overheard her some guys yelling, two guys behind her, like, screaming, like, shut that fucking dog up, because she was walking her dog.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, something like that. Like, that's shady. Right?
No, like I don't think that's that crazy.
If that
like
was the
people,
last place someone saw her.
Like,
also,
what do you think is shady about that?
Like, so like
okay. Maybe that wasn't even real. Like, maybe that happened. Maybe it didn't. Maybe they just yelled at her to shut her dog up. Like,
but
you
anyway,
know?
What I really like is the fact that Gone Girl takes like the other perspective and like, what if like she was the psycho in the marriage
and she
just went missing?
Right. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, just without knowing the author personally, I have a feeling. I mean, whenever there's like a weird news story, I always like I tend to think about like how could this be like a book? Because like things that happen are like okay, like imagine like a book that was like take like the Trump Russia scandal, like a book written from like Jared Kushner's perspective could be like so interesting. Because like it could be a million. million things that you don't see. Right. Like, it's always that, like, other side that's, like, way more interesting. Then that's right. why, like, Gone Girl's a good book. But, like, in reality, what's more likely is that Trump colluded with the Russians and that Scott Peterson killed his wife. You know? Right.
Like, it so we've solved it, everyone. You don't even need to watch it. Yeah. But you should watch Sunny Annie.
Yeah, it's very good. We love true crime here.
We do. When is that other thing coming back? Two things. The Jinx, I need to watch.
The Jinx is coming back?
It should.
Why? We already know he did it.
We don't.
He said he did it.
He burped. He didn't say he did it.
That's not true. He
did it. And the other one, Catching a Murderer. What's it called?
Oh, Making of a Murderer.
Making Murderer.
I don't know. I never got into that. The people were too, like, so dumb. Good. I couldn't, like, no. Like, you need to be able to, like, articulate things so that I can trust what you're saying.
But you couldn't trust. No, the whole point was that it was, like, so put together by the police. They were, like, trying to get them, this family. They were trying to, like, get them out of the name. Like, there's no evidence. Again, another thing with no evidence. And this poor boy.
That whole thing.
Brendan, he finally got out of jail.
Maybe I need to revisit that, but the whole thing was just too, it was too foreign to me. You know what I mean? I do much better with like, you know.
Well, the night of.
The Night Of was, I loved The Night Of.
Rez.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I love The Night Of. But that was not a true story.
I know, but what I'm saying is that, like, the Emmys were on. He won. True crime is trending. And did you watch the Emmys?
No, I was in Vermont.
Oh. Well, I also
don't have the Emmys there. They don't have the Emmys there.
What's it called? One. A lot.
I saw my favorite. I was very happy with everything that won. The Handmaid's Tale, Big Little Lies. Those are the
Veep always wins. And I love that show.
Those are the only shows I watch.
Do you think Larry David's ever gonna win?
Honestly, it's better if he doesn't win. Right. Except the fact that you get to see his speech. But I literally have a calendar invitation to myself
for when Curb Your Enthusiasm
is starting on October 1st.
Yeah, that's like next week. Yeah. 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm don't so get excited. Me too excited.
The only thing that's upsetting though is it's only 30 minutes.
Isn't it always that?
Isn't it crazy that the last time it was on, we were in college and we were like watching it high.
7 years ago?
We were watching it like.
It was on after that. No.
We were watching it high, like in our apartment where we started.
After
Bitches.
Bored to Death.
Right. After Bored. No. No. Bored to Death was junior year. Senior
no,
year.
No. Bored to Death was 100% senior year. I have like images of watching it. Remember? The Husseds.
That was junior year was in senior your apartment. Year.
That was senior year in our apartment.
No.
It was on 2 years.
Senior year was Boardwalk Empire, and we ordered those
also
wings.
Also Bored to
and
Death.
And Career
the Wings. The Wings.
We ordered the Wings over
Ithaca.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
Yeah, that's how I remember it. And that was on last, and we got really high. We watched it every single time, and then I couldn't make my classes the next day.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Absolutely.
That's why I didn't schedule classes on Monday. No, I'm kidding. My God. Wait, but speaking of Curb Your Enthusiasm, do you watch Cassie David's like miniseries?
No.
It's good.
Really?
It's good. Yeah. Watch it.
Should I watch it?
Yeah.
You told me to watch it a while ago.
Yeah, there's 8 episodes, so I'm jealous
Where
that you.
Where do I find
you,
it?
Like, it's on, like, Complex or Paper Mag. Like,
is
just
it
Google it. Yeah, they're all, like, 5 to 10 minute episodes, and they're really, really good.
Oh,
and, like, yeah, Cassie, hit us up if
she's
you ever
funny.
Want to come on the podcast.
She's really funny.
Right, she's funny. She's dry. She's not, like.
She's Larry.
She's not quite as misanthropic, but, like, she's on her way.
My,
if she keeps going on this trajectory, she'll get there.
What I loved in the preview for Curb. One of my favorites.
Oh, I love the preview.
Oh,
signal.
When the lady, well, yeah.
I'm like, that's what I would do.
You need him now more than ever. That's the preview. And the part where, like, the mall lady sprays the perfume in his face and he shoves her and she falls. And he's like, what? Like, she got in my face first. Like, that's
so
real.
Funny.
I hate those people.
Yeah. It's like, what? You're messing with my scent.
Don't, like, right. I crafted my perfume.
Yeah.
I crafted my,
I took this
it.
to a
Yeah.
Eucalyptus person.
I put on like exactly the amount that I need. I don't need your extra shit. Anyway.
Yeah. More on the Emmys? Handmaid's Tale, aren't you like throwing a celebration?
I just knew it was going to win. Like if I'm happy that Aunt Lydia won. She won
Lydia.
Best Supporting Actress.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies, don't hurt.
She's really scary.
And she deserved to win. She was in, like, The Leftovers, and she was fucking good.
Oh, yeah. She was in a movie called Breach that I really liked from, like, 2006.
Wait, what's that one about?
I think she's also in The Americans. Breach was about, like, Russian spies. My favorite topic.
Should I watch that?
Yes, it's good.
I'm Russian, not a spy, though.
Yeah, are you sure?
Yeah.
Wait,
last time I checked.
Wait, so what were we going to say? the Emmys, The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, Handmaid's Tale, I knew it was going to win.
I was happy that Game of Thrones was not part of this, because I hate when, like, one show comes in, even if it's a really good show, and just wins everything, because then you don't get to, like, appreciate the other good things that happened that year.
Right. Because it wasn't allowed to be part of it. It's next year.
Right, that's why I was happy that, like, it got out of a year.
I don't know if it's going to really win. Like,
doesn't it, like, always win?
It's not. It wasn't. It was
after Mad Men, it always won.
It was great in the sense that, like, it's a spectacular, and, like, every episode next season also is going to be like a mini movie.
Right.
But, like,
it's not a piece of art. The writing
isn't that amazing. It is. Because
it is, but it's a different type.
Watching the behind the scenes for how they make the sets, though, that's
cool. Right. I would say it's more of like a scenic feat than it is like.
Perhaps they'll win best cinematography.
Right. Exactly. Or best sound mixing. Great sound mixing on Game of Thrones. Great
sound
mixing
and sound editing.
Yeah, both. They're very different. I think we're learned whatever. Okay. We've learned that these are very different things.
So you recently moved, right?
Yeah.
What did you find decorating, like, hard or?
Yeah, I mean, I love decorating, but other than furniture, one of, like, the hardest things, I think, is doing your walls and getting, like, cool art and cool pictures and framing things. And I discovered this company called Framebridge. They basically make everything, like, really easy for you. You select a frame or they can help you choose. You can live chat them and they're, like, super attentive. You can upload the photo from your computer or from Instagram because, you know, we're not on Instagram enough. And then you, like, can look, you can see how it's going to look, and then they send it to you in the frame. And it's really nice.
And it makes it really easy, right? Like, I had this picture of this, like, really cool sunset that I took on Instagram, and I got it. I sent it out and I got it framed through Framebridge, and they sent it back, and it just, like, looks really cool. And it's like, I'm not really an artist per se, but it was just like, that happened to be the one picture that I took was good. And now I feel like my apartment is, like, more personal. It has, like, my own personal touch, and I picked.
Yeah, that's awesome, because framing stores are so annoying, and, like, how do you know how it's going to really look? This actually looks really awesome.
Yeah, so if you go to framebridge.com and you use the promo code Betches, you'll get an additional 15% off your first order. So remember, just go to framebridge.com and use the promo code Betches, and you can try it out for yourself, and you'll see it's really cool.
Yeah. And their prices are pretty, pretty low and really nice quality. They start at $39. All shipping is free. It's actually, like, an insane deal, and you guys should totally get on it. Remember, framebridge.com, and then use the promo code Betches for 15% off. Shall we move to some dating?
Yes. So last time, Jordan and I we've been talking about open relationships for a while because we're obsessed with the show Insecure, and that's, like, a big topic on it.
I've been out of... the past three weeks. So I was not privy to this.
So we have feedback. So another listener wrote back to us, like, their feelings about open relationships. And you want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. So, dear Betches, you guys are the best. So funny, and you make my Chicago L commute substantially less shitty. Wanted to write in because I strongly agree with your response to the last Dear Betch and have some thoughts. My boyfriend of many years cheated on me by telling the girl he slept with, who Avi knew I existed, that we were in an open relationship, which we absolutely were not. When I found out, I really, like, physically and emotionally,
I felt really
emotionally violated, because I was under the impression that we were monogamous and I didn't consent to having sex with someone who was also having sex with some random.
Did they discuss being monogamous? Okay.
She's saying no. Oh, we don't know. An open relationship could
maybe work for some people,
but PSA, everyone involved has to know about it and be okay with it. Agreed. Right. Maybe seems my like ex told know. Himself it was self-care, which is another, like, a girl wrote in last time saying, like, she thinks it's self-care, like, that she has her boyfriend and then she cheats on him but says she's in an open relationship just for, like,
that's
the sex.
Biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
We called it out that it was BS.
Yeah.
Self-care,
get a fucking massage. Like.
sorry for that awful laugh. Or whatever, to fuck around, but it didn't seem like... Okay, shut up, computer. It didn't seem Where am I?
It didn't seem like self-care. Like,
when I kicked his ass out and he begged me not to and told me it was the biggest mistake he's ever made, blah, blah, blah. Basically, I'm trying to be a feminist bitch and not, like, blame the other girl, a.k.a. Christina and D'Lo situation. But to the bitch that wrote in last week, you're deaf, not in an open relationship. You're cheating with another cheater. Trying not to judge, but just to make sure you acknowledge that about yourself and your relationship, which is what we said.
Yeah, like, I like that.
Be real. Also, I have some acquaintances who are in open relationships. Like, they discussed it beforehand. Also, they are hipster as fuck, so I think that's, like, a hipster thing now, which I have something to talk about that.
Yeah.
And they've said that cheaters who call it an open relationship really piss them off, who are in an actual, real, function open relationship. Bottom line, open relationships could work in theory, but they have to be actually agreed upon relationships, not excuses to fuck around. Sorry if that came off as a rant or was too long, but hope the input from another side is helpful. XOXO monogamous batch. Okay, so yeah, apparently that is a hipster thing, not to bring back Younger, but I was stalking the really hot guy in Younger. His name is like Nico Tortorella or something.
Right.
And I was stalking him on Instagram, and he's in like 11-year relationship with this SLT instructor. And they're
this
like
is an actor?
Actor. And okay. He's on the cover of like some progressive magazine that's like, we're a queer family, like they're both bisexual and they're like have been in an open relationship for a really long time, but they like talk like they're big bring people into the relationship, which
so
is
it's
like
big love,
something I can't really understand or relate to.
I don't get how you can define these things as a relationship. Why don't you just call it like, we are like really long-term, very close friends who are also sexual with each other. Like, in what way is this a relationship?
How do you define the word relationship? I think relationship is...
I feel like relationship like, is kind of, if you want to call it a relationship, monogamous commitment.
No, I think that's a monogamous relationship.
Why should
because I think you and I have a relationship, we're friends. That's like, I think that's just like the way
right, you're
two
saying
people
relationship,
are.
Like I have a relationship with like... Co-workers.
Exactly. Those are different. Those are like interpersonal connections.
Right. And the term relationship has just become shorthand for like monogamous committed relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, then what is the commitment? Like, what is the commitment if you're in an open relationship that you won't like start ignoring, you won't ghost this person? Like, what is the, like, what makes it, what gives it any sort of like weight above like, oh,
you're
like,
in love.
It's sort of like,
But you both say to each other that we don't fulfill each other necessarily, like, sexually all the time. Or, like, what I was reading, like, part of this article, and that the girl, the SLT instructor, who I was watching her Insta stories, they're really annoying. I stalked deep.
Yeah, seriously.
She was saying, I, just like with all your friendships, like, I wouldn't go to Nico, who's, like, the guy, if I really just wanted to vent or complain, like, I would go to, like, another person. But if I wanted to share with him something that, like, happened that was amazing and he would lift me up, like, that's who I would go to. So
okay, but, like, okay, there are things...
What she's saying is that one person could not fulfill everything in your life.
Right, that's why you have, like, a friend, a family member.
But who's to say that those friends, you, like, who because they're both bisexual, so it changes the playing field.
Okay, I'm talking about... Bisexual. Like heterosexual.
So we're talking about only heterosexual.
Yeah.
So
when I'm speaking in this conversation.
So okay. So then maybe in their defense, they're saying that.
So you could have like your boyfriend and your girlfriend. Like
you
for
could
when
have
I
your
want,
boyfriend, like, or they're not really boyfriends. They're just like people you have strong relationship or connections with.
So then, how is that a relationship? And then it's
you're
just
in
like,
multiple relationships. Then right.
Right, but then how is any one relationship actually more valuable? You know what I mean? Okay, so, like, we're very close friends, and then I have a friend who I'm, like, less close with.
Right.
Like, but we are not in, like, any sort of, like, contractual bind just because we're closer. Or not contractual. Like, just say, like, there's no, like, official thing between us that makes us, like, closer friends. It's just, like, is the reality than, like, me and person X. You know what I mean? I just don't get...
It's
a relationship. Like, how is it different than having a friend or, like, a best friend or just someone who you have sex with who's also a close friend? Like,
I think the commitment, let's say you're married and you're in an open relationship. I think the commitment is saying, like, I will take care of you when you're old. Like, you will take care of me when we're old.
But you may not do that.
Companions forever.
Right, but is that even, like, in a lot of people's plans when they get married anymore? I feel like when you get married.
And what if they
want
children? Like... You know what I mean?
I feel like you're committing to a future because, like, people, you know what I mean? I think a lot of people go into marriage knowing, like, this may not maybe this isn't for when I'm 60 or 70, but like it's till I'm 35, 40, 50.
45, yeah, like 55.
I feel like, yeah, okay. Maybe it's till like until I have kids, till I'm done with children.
Yeah, and then like,
yeah, like if you're like, you know what I mean? People obviously have different takes on things, but I don't know. I just don't get how like you can, how you can call it a relationship, like a relationship more than you can call like your relationship with your colleague or relationship. You know, it's just a different type. It's not.
Here's what. I'm not into open relationships, but I'm not like saying that I'm trying to understand it, right? Because there are a lot of people, because we're getting a lot of people writing into us about
think
it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with doing it, but you're not in a relationship.
But why not? Why not though? Because that's, again, goes back to like saying, what is a relationship? Let's say we're married. You and I are married, right? We've decided to commit to like raising children, but not necessarily commit to like fulfilling each other sexually. You know what I mean? Because we both agree that we can get that from someone else. Like, and then that's the part where it's open. I think open.
Then why don't you just marry someone or be in a relationship with someone who fulfills you more significantly in more areas? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of establishing something with someone who, like,
I don't know.
I don't get that. Like, of course, no one person can fulfill all your needs all the time in your life.
Right.
Whether you have an amazing marriage or whatever. It's just not possible. But when you decide to commit to be in a relationship, aren't you trying to, like, ensure that that person is, like, as close as, you know, you could possibly really get? Otherwise, why wouldn't you keep looking for a different person who does a better job?
Maybe they're saying, like, why can't I have it all?
Because I feel like these things are wrote. Because I personally feel like, at least for a girl who's like evolutionary, like mindset is to always, right, who's like biologically inclined to be with one person because like we need to carry a baby for 9 months. Like there's just more commitment built into like who we are biologically. And I really feel that like this like erodes trust. That to like, just to know that like the person is like off doing whatever, like how can you ever really feel that like, I feel like what you're doing.
But you're also off doing whatever.
Okay, but don't.
And then you're honest with each other about it. It's not necessarily true that
women.
Are
you honest though? It's not necessarily
true that women were, like marriage was always just about being monogamous. Again, like it was about like your union and like, right. And like getting titles or whatever.
I think marrying for love is actually a modern concept. Right. Like it really is. Like it's like probably from like the 60s.
And
even.
Back before then, women were getting married. They were having children and they were having different partners. They weren't necessarily having like one partner.
Like in the ancient Incan society.
Or they want to go to one tent.
Right, but
and
that
they have
sounds
their sexual partner. They go to one tent for the man who hunts for her. And
but doesn't that sound terrible? Doesn't
I
that
don't
sound?
Think so.
I do.
Think that sounds terrible.
I think it sounds terrible because, like, what point
what
do you ever
part
feel
about
like
that is living in a tent?
But no, but then you'll never. So people are in an open relationship because this person can't fulfill my needs. It can't fulfill all my needs. Basically, what you're doing when you're saying I'm going to be in an open relationship and we're just going to like do whatever we want as long as we tell each other, which like let's be honest, there's no way everyone actually tells each other everything. Even people who are in a committed relationship don't tell each other everything. You know what I mean? You're not going to be completely like no one's ever completely honest with anyone, even to themselves. So like if you're saying that, oh, I'm in this open relationship because they can't fulfill my needs, maybe the reason they can't fulfill your needs and you can't fulfill theirs is because you don't actually have a committed relationship where there's like an expected level of trust. Like maybe if they worked to have a level of trust and commitment, you might have a relationship where more needs of each person get fulfilled. Like I feel like the fact that there is this openness is actually what's preventing people from fulfilling each other more.
Right.
Because you're too afraid to like really, you can't really fully trust someone if like or you know.
Well, this is clearly a heavily debated topic, like, at least amongst ourselves.
Yeah. So and other people.
If anybody has any more to add to this, please email us slapped@betches.com. We really like talking about it. Maybe we should start a podcast about relationships, huh?
I think we're thinking of doing that. So
email
us
if you think that'd be great.
Yeah, email us if you plan to listen.
Okay.
We'll be flooded with emails.
Do another Dear Betch that might not have to do with open relationships.
Okay.
Do you want
to
read it?
Do you want me to do it? Hey, Betches. I'm obsessed with the podcast and your book. Legitimately feel like my drive to work would be pointless without you guys. I agree with most of what you guys say most of the time, which is why I figured I'd ask for your help. I feel like a lot of people listen to us during the commute.
Yeah.
Have fun, guys. So here's the deal. I recently became close friends with a girl who has mad drama with one of my grown apart best friends. The kind of thing that happens when one of you is boy crazy and the other acts their age.
You're going too fast. I can't follow.
Sorry. Different story for a different time. Anyways, we became close after the falling out with my old friend and myself. So it seems like there was a, she became friends with a girl who is mutual friends with a girl that the writer is not friends with. Recently she went through a breakup and is leaning on me, which I have no problem with when it comes to feeling sad or lonely or wanting to talk or whatever. She's also been swiping right like it's going out of style and dating all these goobers, facepalm emoji. I have expressed to her that she knows that many of these dudes she's wasting time on aren't going to get the final rose. I love that phrase. I use it a lot. And she should refrain from entertaining them. She agrees, but then continues with the fuckery and then acts surprised when he does things like combine your checks and then offer to pay you in cash and then forget. Drink constantly with no end in sight. Send pics of nude girls back and forth with his bro. Girls don't know they're being filmed or photographed. Ew.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Oh my
that's,
God.
That's literally.
That's already. That's I've had a major violation. With this.
Yeah. And best one of all, give her the clap. Oh my God. What? Ew. What are you thinking?
Ew, okay. Dirty.
Yeah. She bails on plans we have, like watching Insecure or The Bachelor.
Best shows.
You can hang out with Aileen. Yeah. She'll watch it with you. And then text me the next morning like nothing happened. It's happened at least 3 times this past month. Do I just ghost like I normally do or tell her how I feel and hash it out? My usual routine is to ghost but remain FB friends and all that. My usual routine, Casper the Friendly Ghost is what I call it. Ha ha ha. But maybe I'm being immature. Help. Casper the Friendly Betch Ghost.
Deets. Give her the deets. She
deets. I'm 27 and lives in Charleston, South Carolina. She's 26 and lives in Richmond, Virginia. We've been really close for maybe a year. Our entire friendship has been via telecom. Okay. Just stop.
Why do you even need like a pen pal?
Yeah. Who would it? Yeah. Just drop it. Yeah. Seriously.
Just like also just here's the... I've had friends before who were like a little bit crazy and like our friendship, I think. I've talked about this, our friendship was based on just like going out and drinking. And then like she would text me the next day and like say all this shit and I honestly would just ignore. Like I would just move past, like I would sort of just kind of graze over the things, like not just get agitated with the shit I didn't agree with. And I would just be like, haha, that's funny. And then like sort of, she will get the hint and she just wants to get a reaction probably out of you. And when you don't give her that reaction, she'll move on to another friend via telecom.
She seems like a very desperate for attention type of person. Yeah. So just like, just forget this. Like you'll find that you have much more room for better things when you ditch this.
You want a friend in friendship as a relationship. You want like a two-way street. Like you want someone to give you something.
Right.
And then you give something in return. It doesn't sound like this girl's giving you anything.
Right. Okay, let's ditch this girl. Let's we have one more, and it looks good because it's about weddings, which we love to talk about. Okay. So do you want to read this one?
Yeah. Dear Betches, longtime fan, first-time writer. Sounds like someone like Sex and the City was like, I've loved
ASL.
Y'all. I've loved y'all since the beginning with the Betch list and have never stopped. Live for your recaps. I would not have kept watching Mushmouth, a.k.a. Nick's season, if it wasn't for the promise of the recaps the next day. Love y'all. Anyway, I'm getting married in about 2 months. Yay! And I've been having an issue with one of my maids of honor. Yes, I have two. I have a sister, so it was always a given she would be mine. But she just graduated college and has never been in a wedding / done all of the wedding stuff. Last year when I got engaged, one of my best friends essentially talked me into making her co-maid of honor to do all the stuff my sister didn't know, i.e. bachelorette party, shower, etc. Well, fast forward to now, and she barely helped plan my bachelorette and my showers next weekend, and my future sister-in-law had to take over in planning because my friend simply didn't do anything. Not just planning wedding stuff, she really just has not been there for me when making wedding decisions, doesn't text back, and has been genuinely cold to me through the past year. She always finds some reason to be unable to help with wedding stuff, either moving, hating her job, finding a new job, another bachelorette party, or a birthday party. Yeah. I'm honestly really hurt by her unactions. Despite all of this, she talks about how good her speech is going to be at the wedding. My question is, how do I demote her to bridesmaid and let her know that she doesn't get a speech? I honestly am so hurt. If she hadn't bought the dress already, I'd pull a Lillian and ask her not to even bother coming. It was Lillian.
From... Yeah. Don't even bother coming to my wedding.
Oh, my God. Great. Sorry. Don't even bother coming to my wedding. How do I let her know tactfully and with a way that our friendship could be salvaged? Side note.
She does not get a dog.
Side note, so I don't sound like a loser. I have 6 amazing bridesmaids and my sister that have been awesome. And my fiance has been quite the most quiche. Oh, my God. Throwback word. Quiche. quiche.
Nice use.
Person during all of this. Oh my God, we need to bring back quiche. Yeah. Like immediately.
So quiche. So remember quiche. Remember our original shirts that were so, so quiche? Quiche? We used to sell those on ShopBetches. ShopBetches.com at ShopBetches.
The girl is only the one that sucks. Thanks so much. Hearts, let down, bride.
That's, yeah, okay.
She deserves a demotion, TBH. Yeah. Like, not fun.
Yeah, it sounds like she wants to be bride's maid of honor for, like, the attention. Like, her exactly. own image-building purposes, and, like, that's just so annoying. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's so much, like, drama potential latent in, like, the bridesmaid slash bride relationship that, like, it really just needs to be, like, a very mutual thing. Like,
yeah.
if, like, being a bridesmaid is a big commitment, and picking someone to be your bridesmaid is also, like, a serious, like, I don't want to use the word honor because that's so cheesy, but, like, it means something. Yeah. So, like,
it's like a gesture.
It's a gesture, but yeah. one that means something. You know what right. I mean?
Well, gestures mean things.
Yeah. Not always. not empty ones.
Right. Empty gestures.
But yeah, like, I feel like you can say something to her, just it can be very, like, calm and normal and be like,
we're restructuring. Yeah. We're changing the direction of the wedding.
Yeah. No. Just be like, you can start with how you feel. Just like, I really don't feel that you've been there for me. You asked me to be my maid of honor. And I just don't think at this point the way, and you can give her examples of things that she hasn't done or have hurt you. And yeah. like, just be like, it's really important to me that, like, whoever's my bridesmaid takes it seriously. And, like, yeah. it's a commitment.
My maid of honor.
Yeah, my maid of honor.
Yeah.
And it's a commitment. And if, like, and I'm just hurt with how it's been. So, like, I'd really prefer to not have you, like, as a yeah. maid of honor. But I would love for you to still be a bridesmaid and be there. And if you feel comfortable with that, great. And if you don't, then, like,
yeah.
don't even bother coming to my wedding.
I totally agree with the way that you're suggesting she goes about it, and that says, like, it's about her feelings and being hurt. Like, those are key words. Yeah. Because when you want it to stay on, like, an even playing field, because people agree, like, people understand when you're talking about being hurt yeah. and, like, your feelings being hurt, especially, like, in relationships. ding, ding, ding. Because they don't feel like they're getting blamed for something that they've done. Right. They feel like, you're trying to tell them how you feel so right. that they can understand, like, oh, like, they can sort of feel bad instead of be defensive.
Right. And, like, if you, and especially if you say, like, when you did this, it made me feel like this, like, the fact that you haven't been at this or this and haven't, I don't feel like we've had the same relationship as we used to.
Yeah.
I literally just did this to someone whose bridesmaid I am, but whatever, I'll do this. She basically, like, she assumed I was her bridesmaid, and then I, like, heard through the grapevine that I was her bridesmaid, but she never, like, formally asked me. And
right.
like,
where's the big somehow, reveal?
Right, where's the reveal? Where's the bottle of champagne? Yeah, like, where's the champagne? Where's the beautifully calligraphed, will you be my bridesmaid box?
Oh,
like,
God.
No, I don't need a box. I just need you to, like, freaking ask me over the phone. Like, you know what I mean? Call me, tell me when all these things are. Like, I booked, like, a trip on her bachelorette party because, like, she didn't tell me, like, when it
So what did she say?
I was just like, basically, I said something to her when she finally decided to ask me, like, formally. Basically, I was bitching to some third party. The third party, whatever.
Told her.
And, like, she called me and was like, I've been meaning to ask you, like, officially. I was just like, and I took the opportunity to be like, I'm hurt with the way, like, you've treated me since you've been. Yeah. planning this, like, you haven't even spoken to me, like,
so what did she say to it?
She honestly understood. She was like, at first she tried to be like, it was because of this and this, and it's like, sure, it could have been because of that, but, like, and it was, I'm sure, like, there yeah, are reasons, but it's like, ultimately at the end of the day, like,
yeah,
it's, if you're asking me to make this commitment for you, you have to, like, show appreciation and gratitude and, like, ask me. Don't just, like, assume that I'm going to, like, do, like, all this stuff and be all these things and pay for these flights. And, like, it's a commitment. So she understood, and now I'm a bridesmaid. Relationship.
Oh, you are a bridesmaid.
Yeah, I'm a bridesmaid.
Oh, so I thought the end
of the story. It turned out well.
I thought, what?
It turned out well.
Oh, I thought the end of the story was, in the sense that it turned out well, is that you are no longer a bridesmaid.
No. It turned out well because there's, like, more peace, and, like, I guess I'm a bridesmaid. But I still have my trip during the bachelorette party, and it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so this girl. Is what it is. So with the advice, we definitely are all for, like, nice confrontation and, like,
yeah.
In, like, the way that therapists say, talk about your feelings and how you feel. Yeah,
right.
Instead
Remember,
of, like,
I am a therapist. Yeah. So.
Again, Sammy's therapist. Like,
and a detective.
So, yeah.
Sometimes I work at Betches.
And you're totally justified in your feelings. Yeah. We think. If, like, I mean, granted, we're only hearing one side of the story.
Yeah.
But based on your letter.
Assessment.
Yeah. We think that you have something to say. And also at the end, you could just be like, honestly, I just want my sister to be my maid of honor and everyone to be equal bridesmaids.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's
does.
Fine.
No
and
one does co-maid of honor.
And then if you want, she can still say her speech, but just have your sister proofread it.
Yeah. It seems like she wants the speech for like an Instagram reason
for
or something.
Sure. And then like Instagram, my man's why I'm getting married. Here's a collage of 700 photos
of me.
Yeah. Of where me. I look like Tinsley and
Sonia.
Yeah, Sonia.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Want to play a game or two?
Let's play one game.
Okay, Robin submitted. Would you rather?
Like V Robin?
Not our accountant. No, our accountant.
No, not a fucking Robin.
Batman. Like,
no.
Robin like, the singer?
Yes. Robin our accountant? No. Robin and Batman? No. Not a person. Robin well, like dancing on my own.
Yeah. Well, she spells it with a Y.
Okay.
And this one has an N.
Okay. So know, Robin, I. Not the singer.
Okay. Robin asks, would you rather have your entire body except for your hands and feet and face tattooed all black or have a very big tribal tattoo on your face?
I don't know. So entire body except for hands, feet, and face
people
tattooed all.
People might accuse you of like black face body.
Oh, well, ew. I think my body.
I would just rather die.
I would have my body. Like I could never get really a face tattoo. And if that meant like just having a look that was like my body tattooed, I'd find. I've seen people have like just full body sleeves up to their neck, and yeah. That freaks me out. You know, Johan, the guy, he's this Swedish actor who's really hot. He was in the House of Cards and he played like the guy who's going against Spacey and Claire. He's really hot when he has his accent. He just has it. He's dating this woman. He used to date Olivia Munn, but now he dates this woman who's like really pretty, but she's full body up to her neck in tattoo sleeves. And she
right, but this
good.
Is just black. This is just, you are black.
Oh, there's no design. No. Ugh, can I just have like a cute Instagram like heart or something all over my body?
Ugh, I don't have an answer because like I really don't like tattoos.
Answer? It's a would you rather. You have to choose one.
Ugh, I guess I just
body.
I'll take the tribal tattoo.
On your like, face?
I feel like that might come in and you could get a cool design.
Okay.
You could get it really light.
I would choose my body. Oh, all black though. It's I guess I get a tribal tattoo. If
tribal tattoo may become a trend.
If my body,
the body being all black will never.
If my
be a trend.
Body design is not a design, it's all colored like black. Then, I feel like then again you'd look tan.
No,
yeah, just black
you would
ink
look
is
like
scary.
Gross. A tribal tattoo will be trendy and chic.
Okay, let's just do one more.
Okay, from Carly. Oh, these are really good ones.
Okay.
Would you rather be thin and fit but riddled with cellulite, arms, stomach, legs, or be overweight with super tight, perfect skin without a dimple in sight?
Second one.
The second.
Overweight with super tight, perfect skin
Same.
Without a dimple in sight. I mean, Same. There's nothing really wrong with cellulite. Everyone has it, but we would none of us want it.
Yeah, I think I'd probably rather be like slightly overweight.
Yeah, slightly
Doesn't
overweight
say how
just being like
you have to
toit.
Be. Yeah, agreed. It
and,
like looks
like,
better.
It looks so much better. You just and look youthful and nice.
Right. Okay.
Although cellulite isn't bad.
Yeah.
Everyone has it.
I have it.
Okay. One more. Sorry. Would you rather date a hardcore Trump supporter or a blind man? Blind man.
Like, do they go to rallies?
Hardcore.
A blind man.
There's this movie. Jordana sent it to me.
I saw
Did
Blake
you watch
Lively's.
It? Blake Lively. It looks dark.
I don't know. Honestly.
It looks
I don't
good.
Know if I would... If I would...
It's hard. It's a commitment to date a blind person. But then again, they can never see how shitty you look.
I obviously had that thought.
And they're all about like talking. They're probably really insightful.
True. They're probably very insightful.
And they're not vain.
Right.
When they can't see themselves.
Right,
they can't Instagram.
Also, when you like, lose sense, it really does make you like better in the other senses.
I totally agree.
Blind man. Okay.
Because
Okay. Would you rather date someone who didn't have a phone or someone who didn't have a left thumb? Someone who didn't have a left thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
bad.
Fine.
Yeah.
Also, I really like this last question.
Okay.
Because it's a big debate amongst like
okay,
the people.
We're really running over, but let's just
Whatever.
Do it anyway.
What are your thoughts on wearing your street clothes on top of your bed?
Wait, what are your thoughts on wearing
street clothes on your bed?
Okay.
I know people feel really strongly about this.
Negatively about this.
Like you don't touch me in your subway clothes.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Here's
That could be
thing.
A good shirt slogan, but... I don't care.
Like, because it's sort of like... Where do you stop there? Like, right?
Right. When do you become Howard Hughes?
Like, what, like, if okay, I lay on my couch, my pajamas. So, like, can I not let other people sit on my couch, like, after right. the subway?
Right. I mean, I think it's stupid. It's mental. Because, honestly, there's the same bacteria amount. Same. Whether it came from the subway, it came from your office, it came from your dog.
So bacteria is good for you.
Yeah. It builds your immunity. It
builds your immune system.
Yeah.
And you actually stay less sick. And that's me. I'm the doctor here. Yeah. Sammy's the crime detective. Oh, yeah. And
Aileen was pre-med in college. But the reason she isn't now is because she was busy watching Bored to Death and Curb. She never made it to her classes. Batches. Yeah, she never made it to her classes. Yeah, I think the people who freak out about street clothes, like, that's like a, I think that's like more of like an OCD a germaphobe thing. Like, it's not real. Like, when you go to your office, someone sat in that chair.
Yeah, the only way
were in their subway clothes.
Right. The only way I would freak out about it is if, like, someone who works in a hospital comes and sits on my bed.
Yeah.
Like, in their scrubs. Like, no, you don't do that.
Right. Like, because that's like actual. Like, serious,
my boyfriend
infections.
Lives in a hospital, and he always changes immediately after getting
home.
That's
because you could get like a staph infection. Right. Not exactly. Like, yeah. I mean, you could get that on the subway, but like, what are you gonna do? Like, live your life? Like, no one can ever come on my bed. Like,
right. No.
Like, and if you have this problem, just like close your bedroom door. Like, yeah, like, stop being weird about it.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, agreed. Don't make like all these like annoying rules. Like, you
don't
sound
make it
like
weird.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay. Well, that's literally all the time we have.
Email us, please, slapped@betches.com.
And don't forget that we started a new Bachelor podcast called The Bachelor. We're not having it this week because The Bachelor's not on, but starting January.
Thank God.
Yeah. Starting, no, not, well, thank God in the sense that I have all the time in the world drinking champagne and oysters on Mondays.
Yeah.
But praise in be. The sense that it's so fun when The Bachelor's on. So starting January again, we're bringing our show back. We're also going to start filming both our podcasts. So you can find that on our Facebook and our website when we redo it. It's coming out soon. So everyone, please stay tuned. We have so many new things coming that are so fun. But anyway, tell your friends, Betch Slapped, subscribe. It's now on Spotify.
Yeah.
Look for it.
Email us.
Sammy really wants to get emailed.
Yeah, I love having that little notification thing so much. No, I actually hate it.
Okay.
But you should still email us.
Bye.
Bye.